The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
For 2.5 years, my business was falling apart. I mean, I cried out to God. Nothing happened. I'm driving down the street and a preacher from the South is yelling, "Who's your God?" I know that. I don't need that. But I went to Stern. He said, "I'll tell you who your God is. Whatever's filling your prayers is your God."
Businessman, TV host, and car enthusiast Barry McGuire challenges you to ignite your life by loving God and living for His purpose. Next on Life Today.
Everybody, I'm Tammy Trent, and this is Randy Robison. It's great to be back with you. Today's a good day.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great day.
Every day is a great day.
Yes, I hope it's a great day for you, too. We have an awesome guest with us today, Barry McGuire. And I have never met Barry before.
Oh, boy.
So I always have you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy, you said. So I always prep and study for the shows, right? And so I was doing that and watching him speak. He's so contagious, his joy and everything. I was just like leaning in to the interview. And then I learned that he was like the number one car wax guy.
I know, right?
Right? So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I went downstairs, Randy. I ran downstairs in the garage. I went through all my car products. So I'm like, do I have anything?
You wax your own car?
I do. I love it. I'm weird like this. I love washing my own cars. I love it, waxing. So I looked in all my product, and I had two things.
Of
Barry McGuire's, and it said McGuire.
I actually
went like, no way. And so I took a picture of it, and I was like, I get to talk to this guy. So Barry, I'm so glad that you're here. You've got a new book out.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Ignite Your Life. Yeah. And I have no idea that today you're going to help us do that.
Yeah.
There is so much about your life, and for those that only know you as a car wax guy, like, tell us a little bit of your backstory. For me, because I'm still learning who this guy is, and I love him.
Yeah, well, just 60 seconds. I know. I don't want to talk about car wax, but my grandfather, godly man, loved the Lord, started making furniture polish in 1901, and his obsession was creating a perfect finish on black lacquer furniture. Okay. I'll hold that thought.
Okay.
So it was the age of horses carriages.
Yeah, sure.
What he created started being used by all who had horses carriages. They were all painted black.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was in Evansville, Indiana, moved to California, where the car hobby started at the end of World War II. Long story short, I get out of college. I've been working in school in the business, the family business, since I was in junior high. I get out of college. We were doing $600,000 a year. I've been doing that every year for a lot of years, selling body shops. When I got out of school, that's what we did. We went into body shops and buffed cars. That's what I did to make a living. And God inspired me to go retail. And it's just, I don't want to take the time, but the miracle stories in the book, miracle stories of how he got me tuned and going into this monster market that I know nothing about. I just know how to buff a car. And I just said, God, I trust you with my whole heart. And it's for me, it's easy. I can't lean into my own understanding. I don't have any understanding. Yeah. So this is for me, it's easy.
What did it grow into? Just quickly. How big is the business?
Well, we're the number one selling car wax now in America. And so they don't keep the records around the world, but we're pretty strong all over the world now.
But it's that's your tent making gig, to use
it is, but
a
you know,
biblical
at
reference.
The very same time, that was 1973. I launched in November of 73, but in the spring of 73, God really spoke to me about sharing faith, and I was wanting joy. Happiness comes and goes. We will all be happy and unhappy today, depending on the meal that we had or the signal that we missed or whatever. But joy is there no matter what. And Karen and I were doing everything in the church. I was raised in the church, many generations, both sides of my family praying for me. I have no excuse. So we're giving sacrificially, but we had no joy. And we were praying for joy. And we went to a luncheon for our church one day. It was the 50th anniversary of that particular church. And the speaker was Herb Ellingwood. He was the legal affairs secretary for Governor Reagan. Okay, I'll go back, 1973. Okay. And I sat next to him for an hour. He told me one story after the other about sharing his faith, and he was laughing, and he was crying, and he was laughing. And I saw a joy I'd never seen before, and I walked away and told Karen, I said, I told God, That's what I want. Through tears, I said, "That's what I want, God." I talked to Karen. We said we're going to start doing it. And about a month later, we were laughing one day, and I said, "Karen, we have joy." And then we discovered this verse in John 15:11. He says, when you bear fruit, my joy remain with you, and your joy be full. Mm. And we've never had a day without joy from that time on. And whoever knew that joy has to do with sharing your faith. I never heard a sermon on this, but it's real. And the scriptures say it's real. So from there we went on, and then God inspired us to go into ministry at the same time. I was wondering if I should go into ministry and not do my business, okay? Now it's 3 years later, sharing our faith like crazy, loving it, leading people to the Lord, having so much fun that I thought I should go into full-time ministry. As I prayed the most fervent prayer of my life one day, I closed the door to my office. I said, God, if you want me to go into full-time ministry, I will leave my business. I love my business. You've given me this. I love this business. But I'll go into full-time ministry if you want me to. But you almost have to speak to me with an audible voice, right? I didn't demand. I just said, right, almost. Right. Not 20 minutes later, a guy walked into my office by the name of Dave McNutt, who I really didn't know. I knew him at church. I knew he was a missionary kid, grew up in Africa, my same age. I'd never spoken to him, never exchanged a glance. Now he's in my office. And he just talked about asked me how things were going, and I started telling people to share my faith with it. He says, God's given you a wonderful ministry here, hadn't he? I said, whoa, wow, for him to say that at that point. So why would you say that? He says, well, a pastor could never reach these people. Yeah, right. But as a businessman, you can. He gave me this line. This is 1976. He says, it's obvious that your business is your pulpit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. I said, I got to tell you this. I just not 20 minutes ago, I prayed this prayer. He said, well, that explains it. I said, explains what? He said, I just dropped missionaries off at Orange County Airport in Irvine, California. I was driving up Red Hill, closest main street to my office. He said, God spoke to me and said, go see Barry McGuire. And I look back and laugh now. He said, I would have been a horrible pastor. I'm not a pastor. I'm a businessman. I love my business. But he made me just understand. He made me, we are all the same place. Wherever you are, folks,
exactly.
That's your pulpit.
Yes, right.
He's planning you. It's not later. Someday I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I've had friends that die, never getting to that place. Right now. He has you there right now for this moment.
And right now, wherever you're at, you're in full-time ministry.
Right. Yeah,
full-time
ministry. Exactly
right now.
Exactly
yes.
Right. Exactly that's right. How many people realize this? Do you think the average Christian gets this?
You know, the best we can tell, about 10% of the population are really solid in their faith. But if you want to get down to the hardest statistic of all, about 80%, over 80% of the world that are lost, that are making these bad decisions because they're blinded, they're not going to church. How are they going to know unless somebody tells them? Nobody's telling them because only 1% of us that love the Lord are sharing our faith. We're upset. We're crying. We're freeling. We're wanting. Even past some pastors, a few, very few, say go share your faith, but we don't know how. And I found out, and Karen, I found out that it's so easy. Well, the most prolific Christians are new Christians, and they don't even know Scripture, but they have zeal.
Yeah.
And it's called first love. When you're first love, we look for first love Christians. If that's you could see, that's what's driving their life. If you love Jesus, then you're going to talk about Jesus. We're excited about things, and we talk about things we're excited about. You have to check your own spiritual. And in Revelation 2, Jesus says, you know, you've left your first love. I love you. You're going to church. It's us. You're going to church. You're giving sacrificially. You know, good teaching from bad. You have all that. But I have this against you. You've left your first love, and you're no longer doing the first work. And the first thing every Christian does is share their faith. If Jesus is your first love, you will share your faith. So that's the whole thing. And at the most important time in human history, we've left that message. I don't understand it, but we're trying to do something about it.
Can I take the stand on behalf of a few people watching out there who are saying, well, wait a minute. I love Jesus. I've loved Jesus all my life.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't want to offend people, or I don't know how. I'm just not eloquent. What do they need to know to get beyond themselves or the other people?
This is not a choice. It is the Great Commission. He's commanded us. He's commissioned us. Tell people about Jesus. In Romans 8:28, he says, I promise you everything in your life will work together for good if you do two things. If you love me, all your heart, mind, soul, I mean, really love him. If you do that, it's automatic. You live for his purpose. So when we live to seek and save the lost, or in our ministry, we say move everybody, not just one person a day. If you move everybody every day, so it's in line. I didn't see my maid this morning, but I left her a nice tip, and I left her a Seeking God card. And so you think about everybody, 80% of the people around us are lost, and they're blinded. They're making bad decisions thinking they're good. All the legislators we're seeing, they're blinded. They're not evil. They're blinded. They don't know the truth. And we can't solve that in Washington. The only way we're going to solve it is through moving everybody every day closer to Jesus.
There's something you say in your book that I think is interesting. You say it's not just for the other people that we tell.
It's not.
Sharing our faith is
it's not, you
for
know,
us.
Boy, that's the thing we learned the most, because our lives, my wonderful Karen, we've been married 60 years. What a gift. And we've been doing this side by side for 60 years. And what he has done for us. Mm. His promise in Romans 8:28 works, folks. And that ends fear. You know, 80% of all Christians are living in fear. Mm-hmm. If you're living in fear, you're not living in faith. So you can't share your faith. And you're also without faith, you can't please God. So that's where Christians are. They're on their way to heaven. Most everybody watches right now. They're on their way to heaven. You love God. Absolutely, you love God. You're faithful, but you're not enjoying the ride. Mm. You're not having fun. All the bad news, there's a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter. The worse things get, the closer we are to Jesus, the closer we are to the rapture. We're running out of time to get 80% around of us who are lost into heaven. And instead of a script, you just love on them. And when you love on in the name of Jesus, not be a good person, he didn't say go into the world and be a good person. Yeah. You know, most evangelicals think being a good person is sharing their faith today. It's amazing, because that's how our sermons are. So we are a better person, and we do love on people, but always connecting it with Jesus. Mm. I had a friend walk out of me from a restroom, and he said, see the guy in there working in the restroom? I said, yeah. He said, I gave him $20 and told him he was doing a good job. I said, well, that's wonderful, but did you ever think of maybe you could say, God just nudged me to give you $20 and to let you know that he loves you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think the difference. We have our training to move people closer to Jesus in moments, all the time. When you do that, everywhere you go, life becomes adventure, and some of the things open up and blossom where you can't even imagine. I have a truck driver that's driving somewhere in the country right now because of one of those experiences. Everyone's ready to come. Hey, Mary, it's your buddy Dan. I said, where are you now? You know, and he's sharing his faith out of it because of an encounter we had way back, you know, about a year and a half ago.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sitting across from you, Barry. Your joy is contagious, your love for Jesus, your passion for people. And I wonder if some people would look as they're getting to know you for the first time and say, well, he's probably never known heartache. He's probably never known pain because there's so much joy. He's successful. He's got this, this, and this. So I can't relate to Barry.
It's true.
Do you know heartache? Have you gone through pain to be able to speak to, I know joy because I've been in a season where I didn't have it and I cried out for it because of what I've walked through. Have you been there? And well, can you tell me about that? We talked a little bit about
it. When I first met you this morning and you were bouncing with joy, I said to myself, she's been through some pain. Mm. It seems like the most joyful people I know are people who've been through pain. I mean, real pain, you know. And one of the biggest problems, thank you for that. One of the biggest problems I have is Barry's got a beautiful wife, he's got a business, he's got cars. If I was him, I'd be happy too, you know.
Right. Yes.
But they don't know what a struggling little bit. My wife used to give me $5 a week for lunch. For the week. Okay, we were a struggling little business. We had nothing. There's no way we could imagine where we are today. But in the midst of that, you know, I was dying in the hospital. Doctors gave up on me. I was in there for 2.5 weeks. The doctors gave up on me. And we had people coming from all over the country. David and Gwen Wilkson flew in from New York to be with me. It was hopeless. Garrett, all we had was joy. And I did say, God, if I do die, I want to die trying to lead as many people to you as I can. I started looking forward to the next nurse or doctor coming through that door. I counted 23 different doctors and nurses. If you're in the hospital right now, folks, you know, you got game. When something goes wrong, think about who you're going to be with today that you wouldn't be with unless that flat tire had happened or whatever it is, you know? So I had that. You know, my daughter, my 49-year-old daughter, I loved to death. I have two daughters I loved to death. And this was a bit of my clone, and she led people to the Lord, and she died unexpectedly at 49. What does that do to you? My daughter, Nicole, died.
That shakes a lot of people's faith.
But 1,000 people came to that funeral, and I did it. I didn't have a minister do it, because I wanted people to know that I'm not happy, but my joy is intact. My joy, there's a difference, you know.
What is the difference then? Because some people think it's the same thing. But I know it's different.
You know, I had Texas barbecue last night.
Did that make you happy?
I was happy. And it was good.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I've had some that wasn't so good. I wouldn't have you. Last night, today, we'll experience things that make us happy and unhappy, even might be a news or whatever. Joy is knowing God is making everything in your life work for good, that you're in full-time ministry, that every moment of every day could be your last. That are you using it for God, and how He's blessed you and promised to direct your steps and answer your prayers. It's called wholehearted faith, okay? And quite frankly, if you're not living in wholehearted faith, he's not obligated to direct your steps. Mm-hmm. James 1 says, ask whatever you want, I'll give it to you. But oh, don't waver. Don't expect to receive anything from me. So we have a lot of folks here today watching us right now, I guarantee you, that are praying and seeking God. I've been there, I've done it, and not gotten any answer. I went one for 2.5 years. My business was falling apart on me. I cried out to God. I went everywhere. I went to St. Pat's in New York and sat there and cried out to God. Nothing happened. I'm driving down the street and a preacher from the South is yelling, who's your God? And I'll tell you who your God is. Whatever's filling your prayers is your God.
Oh, wow.
And I'd been praying for my business for 2.5 years. God, help me have this appointment. Help me get through to this person. I need finance. I need this. I mean, I know better. Mm-hmm. I'm not just broke. How could I do that? It's not my God. I don't take it away from me. And we try to do it on our own. Every time we're trying to do it on, we're saying, God, I can't trust you. I got to do it. Well, we can't do it. We can't. There's no way we can trust that much. It's automatic. The tagline of that book right there is defeat fear with effortless faith. And when you live in the sweet spot with God, when you live according to Romans 8:28, if you live to love God and to seek and save the lost, to move everybody every day closer to Jesus, you live in the fog. I'll give you a saying real quick. Follow the nudge, live in the fog.
Follow the nudge, live in the fog.
The nudge is, you should go speak to that person.
Okay.
And they're pouring out their heart, they're in such distress. I should ask him if I could pray for him, but then he'll think I'm a fool. We have a million excuses. When you follow the nudge, you live in the fog, okay? The fog, the favor of God. You live in the favor of God. When you live in the favor of God, you got joy.
But let me ask you about that, because that phrase, living in the fog, is usually meaning you can't see everything around you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it okay to just to step out there in childlike faith and follow that nudge?
Oh, that's the best part.
Even if you don't know where
you're going? That's the best part. That's absolutely the best part. Why? When I talk to people, I see God just blessing them, blessing them. You're living in the five favor of God. I can't quite put my finger except that you're all in. You're just there. You could tell it.
Yes.
And so we call it First Love Christians, and we gravitate to First Love Christians. Now, with all the apostasy and so much false doctrine, we have a lot of people that are, I don't know where, but I want to know who my close friends are. When things get more difficult in the times ahead, I want to know who my friends are.
Exactly.
You are revved up for Christ.
Well, it's every day.
I love it.
People say, "Why? How can you have joy all the time?" It's because I'm always coming off of one of these experiences. We can bring him joy. When he says, I set that up for you, that was a divine appointment, I set you up, and you pulled it off, good going, Barry. I just gave God joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not my joy, it's his joy.
And when one person comes to Christ, all of heaven rejoices.
Oh, yes.
And that's what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. But it is a team sport. I used to think I had to get them saved on the spot. That has to go away. Sometimes I have some people I call it chumming. You just keep chumming. Some I've been chumming with for 20 years. I have one for 30 years I've been chumming. But then I have them come back. A guy called me and I laid the Lord on the hospice bed, okay? And it took me about 10 minutes. No, it took 50 years. I'd been sharing with him for 50 years. As he's dying, he says, I need to talk to Barry.
And I
led him to the Lord. After 50 years of sharing without and seeing anything coming back,
you're passionate, Barry. The favor of God is on your life, and there is genuine joy. And I love that about you. And just sitting in your presence ignites my fire for the things of God, too. There are also people in the world right now that have lost their joy, that are without, that are fighting for life. They're fighting for freedom. And I love this part of our ministry where we want to go in and we want to help them find joy again. We want to bring freedom to them. I want you to take a moment and I want you to watch this and see why it's so important that we get to them today.
The fact that children and young women are being kidnapped and held captive is intolerable. But what happens next to these innocent victims is unthinkable.
I would scream and cry and say I didn't want to do that work, but the lady would beat me with a big stick. I still have the scars on my arm from her beatings. One girl that was in there with me had her throat slit. Another had her breasts cut off. After seeing all that torture, I was terrified I would get murdered too. So I did the work they forced me to do.
Anjali's story ended well because she was rescued from her captors and she has started the healing process. But there are thousands of other victims and children at risk who are not so fortunate. They are still waiting to be rescued.
I prayed that before more girls die in there, we can get them out so they can have hope and a new life like me.
New hope in life like me. Man, there's something that rises up inside of me that just wants to shout, like, do you see why this is so urgent that we get to them now? There was one that was reached. There was one that was rescued, and she was restored. One, but there is another one today, right now, someplace that we've got to reach, rescue, and restore. We've got to start that process today. It is urgent. And I hope that you feel the same that I feel that rises up within me every 30 seconds. Is there something that we can do, Randy, to stop this? I believe that there is. If we all do our part, we all come together, we can make an impact.
We know we can because yes. we are. You mm-hmm. are. So many of you have reached out and said, we want to help, we want to reach, we want to rescue, we want to restore. And I have to say this, Tammy, because right now we're seeing an awareness. We've been seeing this. It's not just around the world. Right. It's in our own country. It's right here. But unless we give them the hope of the gospel of Jesus right. Christ, we're not doing them the service we think we
exactly.
are.
Exactly, yes.
And so I am all for reaching in wherever a young person, usually women, but sometimes some boys are in, she called it in the roll-in, work. It's hell. It's mm-hmm. hell on earth. Mm-hmm. Wherever that is taking place, I want to rescue that person. And we've done it with your help, but we need to do more. I want to reach into places where the enemy is trying to steal lives and say no. And we've done that, but we need to do more. And I, most of all, I want to restore as many lives yes. as we can. We serve a God who redeems
Amen.
All things. Mm. We're asking you right now to reach out with some other partners who have said, hey, we've got a matching gift. We'll match every gift made today. That means the average cost is normally around $128 to reach, rescue, or store one. But with your gift today of $64, we can do that. If you can make the gift of $128, it'll actually help two lives. Many of you could reach out and reach, rescue, restore 20 with a gift of $1,280. But listen, it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. It's about the redemption. It's about Christ entering into someone's hell and giving them heaven. And He's asked us to partner with Him. We're asking you to partner with us today. Please, go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can, and the best gift you can is the one God puts on your heart. We obey, the results are up to Him. Let's obey today. Let's be His hands and feet around the world. Do it now.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Declare, This beautifully designed 31-day devotional reveals 31 names of God from Scripture and gives insight to the character, grace, and depth of God's love for you. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Gospels book set. This special edition collection of the four Gospels in the classic King James Version includes journaling space opposite each page of Scripture so you can reflect as you read, the perfect companion for your daily time with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You really can make a difference in a child's life today. I hope you will go to the phone or go online. Make the best gift you can, and know that when you do, you are reaching someone with the love of Christ. And that will ignite your faith. And if you need more help with that, ask for Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire today when you make that gift. And also, Barry, you've got some free things on your website, igniteamerica.com.
Well, the best is, folks, when you're sharing your faith spontaneously, you just have a moment. You can't get them saved at that moment, but you can lead them the rest of the way. When you talk and say, sounds like you're interested in God, they'll always say yes. Okay, just take this. It's a web. You can get these cards free of charge from our website, igniteamerica.com, free of charge. No cost for our ministry here. Give to them. That'll take them. That QR code will take them to a robust website that will tell them everything they know on a spiritual pathway, and will take them all the way from zero knowledge to the sinner's prayer.
Love it. Love it.
Awesome,
it's
Barry.
Such a tool.
You are so fun. You are the best, and you've helped me ignite my own life today.
Get the book. The
yes,
book is
get
amazing.
The book. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Bye-bye.
I'll be your under my wing. Rest your head, and don't you worry, don't you worry, dear. Why don't you come to me?
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.